Title: Simple Bass Hooks for DJ Friendly Drops. Beginner Ableton Live Drum and Bass Lesson. Alright, let's build a simple bass hook that hits hard, loops clean, and makes DJs happy. This lesson is all about DJ friendly drops in drum and bass. That means two things. 1. The bass hook is memorable without being complicated. 2. The arrangement is predictable enough that someone can mix it in cleanly, and the dance floor understands it immediately. We're going to do this the classic way. A two-layer bass system. One track is your sub, clean, mono, stable, and basically just the foundations. The second track is your mid-bass hook layer. That's where the character and rhythm live, the part people remember. Then we'll glue them together with a bass bus, add sidechain so the kick punches through, and lay it out as a simple 32-bar drop within a section and a B section. Let's get set up. Set your tempo to 174 BPM. That's right in the drum and bass zone, and it makes your timing choices feel correct instantly. Now create four tracks. One drum track or drum bus, one track called sub, one called mid-bass, and then group sub and mid-bass together into a bass bus. In Ableton, select the sub and mid-bass tracks and group them, so you can process them together later. On your master, throw on a limiter just as a safety, ceiling at minus 0.3 dB. The goal is not to smash anything. This is just so you don't accidentally clip while you're dialing sounds in. Now we're going to do something that beginners often skip, but it's the secret. Arrangement first. Create a drop skeleton before you obsess over the sound. Make a 32-bar loop where your drop starts. Think of it as two halves. Bars 1 through 16 is drop A, the main statement. Bars 17 through 32 is drop B, a variation that still feels like the same tune. Put your kick and snare in immediately, even if they're placeholders. In DNB, the snare is your anchor. Snare on 2 and 4. Once that's in, you can write bass rhythms that lock to it. And this is important. A DJ-friendly hook often repeats every two bars. Not because you can't write more, but because repeatability is what makes it mixable and memorable. Here's a coaching tip. Think mix points, not just hooks. Every 8 or 16 bars, a DJ expects a moment where the energy resets a bit. A crash. A tiny break. A microfill or just a breath. So when you write the bass rhythm, don't fill every gap. Leave room for those predictable moments. Cool. Now the sub. On the sub track, load operator. We're keeping this extremely simple. Oscillator is set to a sine wave. Now set your amp envelope so it behaves nicely in a fast tempo. Attack around 0 to 5 milliseconds, just enough to avoid clicks but still punchy. Decay around 300 milliseconds is a good start. Sustain can be all the way down if you want notes to behave like plucks, or keep a little sustain if you're writing longer notes. Release around 50 to 120 milliseconds. Again, we want it clean. No clicks, and no weird tails overlapping unless you intend that. Optional but useful. Add a saturator after operator. Drive maybe 1 to 3 dB. Turn on soft clip. Then trim the output so you're not just getting louder, you're getting a little more harmonics and stability. And then, non-negotiable, keep the sub mono. Put a utility on the sub track and set width to 0%. Even if you do nothing else, do this. Clubs, summing, vinyl rips, phone speakers, random playback systems, mono sub is your best friend. If you hear clicking on the sub, don't panic and don't start EQing randomly. That's almost always envelope related. Nudge the attack up slightly, even 2 to 5 milliseconds can fix it. Now the mid-bass hook layer, the fun part. On the mid-bass track, load wave-eatable. Choose basic shapes and start with something sawish or squarish. Set unison to 2 to 4, and keep the tune low, like really low, around 0.05 to 0.15. The goal is a little width and thickness, not a facey mess that disappears in mono. Add a low-pass filter. LP24 is great for this. Start the cutoff somewhere between 200 and 600 Hz and add a bit of filter drive, maybe 2 to 6. This gives you weight and bite without getting fizzy. Now set the amp envelope. Attack 0 to 10 milliseconds, decay 200 to 500 milliseconds, sustain medium or low depending on if you want it plucky, and release around 80 to 200 milliseconds. We want articulation, not endless no tails. After wave-eatable, build a simple shaping chain. First, saturator. Drive 3 to 8 dB, soft clip on. This helps the bass read on smaller speakers and in busy mixes. Then auto-filter, also low-pass, and we'll use it for movement later with automation. Then EQ8. High pass the mid bass around 90 to 120 Hz so it doesn't fight your sub. If it honks, dip a little around 250 to 400 Hz. Then a glue compressor, lightly. Attack 3 ms, release auto ratio 2:1, and aim for just 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. You're smoothing, not crushing. Extra sound tip that really helps in real mixes. Once you've distorted a bit, try a tiny, wide boost around 700 Hz to 1.2 kHz, only like 1 to 2 dB. That's the presence band that makes the hook speak through loud drums. If it gets nasal, take a little out around 300 to 450 Hz. Now let's write the hook. This is where DJ Friendly really happens. Pick a key. F, F sharp, G, and G sharp are common in DNB because they tend to hit that heavy sub-range nicely. Let's choose F sharp minor. Create a 2-bar MIDI clip on the mid bass track. The goal is not a million notes. The goal is a repeatable rhythm that locks to the drums. You want it to feel like, if it repeated for 2 minutes in a club, nobody would get confused. They just start moving. Try this pattern as a starting point. Bar 1, hit F sharp 1 as a short note right on beat 1. Then another short F sharp 1 on and feel shortly after, like around 1.3 depending on your grid. Then E1 as a short note near beat 3. Bar 2, F sharp 1 again on beat 1. Then C sharp 2 as a short note near beat 2.3. Then E1 near beat 4. Keep the note lengths short, like 1/8 down to 1/16. The spaces are part of the groove. Bass equals swing, clarity, and it gives the drums room to punch. Now here's a pro-feeling move that's still beginner-friendly. Use velocity like it's your groove knob. Keep the first hit of the 2-bar phrase as the strongest. Make one or two of the offbeat notes slightly lower velocity, so they feel like ghost notes. You just made it feel more human and more rolling, without adding a single extra note. Also, decide how your bass interacts with the snare. This is huge. You can make the main bass statement feel like it pushes by landing right after the snare, or it can pull by landing right before the snare. Pick one behavior and repeat it. That repetition is what creates DJ clarity. Now copy that MIDI clip to your sub track, but simplify it. The sub does not need to do everything the mid does. In fact, it often feels better if the sub is slightly simpler and slightly longer, so you can remove one or two of the faster hits if it starts to feel messy, and make the remaining notes a touch longer. Think stable foundation. Next, glue and sidechain. On your bass bus, add a compressor. Turn on sidechain. Set the input to your kick, or if you're using a drum group, make sure the kick is clearly feeding the sidechain. Set attack somewhere around 0.3 to 3 milliseconds. Release around 60 to 120 milliseconds, depending on the groove. Ratio 4:1 is a classic start. Then lower the threshold until you see about 2 to 5 dB of gain reduction on kick hits. You want punch, not an EDM vacuum. If your bass feels like it's disappearing, you're overdoing it. And if you want an even cleaner result, here's a smart upgrade. Sidechain the sub a bit more than the mid. Put a compressor directly on the sub track with slightly stronger ducking, and keep the mid bass ducking lighter. That way the kick and sub don't fight, but your mid hook stays present and doesn't breathe away. Now let's make it a 32-bar DJ-friendly drop with A and B. Bars 1 to 16 are A. Strict repeat. This is where you earn mixability and memorability. Bars 17 to 32 are B. One or two changes, max. Easy variation choices that don't ruin the hook identity. You can remove the first bass hit every 4 bars for a tiny stumble of tension, or change just the last note by moving it up 3 or 5 semitones, or automate the mid-bass filter cutoff slightly higher in bars 17 to 32, or add a one-shot stab near bar 31 to hype the loop point. Big teacher reminder, don't change everything at once. The listener should recognize the hook instantly, even when you vary it. Want it to feel like a question and answer, without rewriting the line. Keep the exact same rhythm, but in bars 9 to 16 or in the B section, take just one hit and pop it up an octave as an accent. That's it. That tiny register change reads like a response. Want it to roll harder without getting busier? Micro timing. Pick one offbeat note that happens every 2 bars and nudge it late by 5 to 15 milliseconds. Just one note. Or try a groove pool groove at a low amount. That's how you get movement without chaos. Now let's add drop markers that DJs love. Right on the first hit of the drop, add a crash. Keep it controlled. Put a short bright reverb on it, decay around 0.8 to 1.5 seconds, pre-delay 10 to 25 milliseconds. Then trim the gain with utility so it doesn't clip, and make sure the first beat is clear. DJs and crowds recognize the loop by bar 1, so bar 1 should be the most obvious version of your hook. Put your clever stuff later, like bar 3, bar 7, bar 15, bar 31. Make the one undeniable. Also consider a little negative space at phrase boundaries. At bar 16 or 32, Try removing the sub for a quarter to half a bar, then slam it back. That moment of absence creates perceived heaviness without turning anything up. Now, quick mix check so this actually translates. First, mono check. Put a utility on the master and temporarily set width to 0%. If the bass hook collapses, your mid-bass is too facey, often from too much unison or detune. Reduce unison voices, reduce detune, and keep the mid more centered. Second, do a compatibility test. Mute the sub. Listen to just the mid layer at low volume. If the hook still speaks, you're good. That means it will translate on smaller systems, and it will still read in a DJ set with lots of other elements going on. Third, keep headroom. While writing, aim for around minus 6 dB peak on the master. You'll thank yourself later when you start building intros, adding effects, and making it loud properly. Let's close with a mini practice plan you can do fast. Set 174 BPM, pick F minor or F sharp minor. Build the sub with operator sign plus utility in mono. Build the mid with wavetable plus saturator, EQ8, auto filter. Write a 2-bar hook using only 3 notes. The root and 2 nearby notes. Arrange 16 bars A repeating it, then 16 bars B changing exactly one thing, filter cutoff, or the last note, or a scheduled dropout. Then bounce a quick loop and ask yourself 2 questions. Can you nod your head to the hook without drums? And does it still slap when the drums come back in? Recap. DJ Friendly Drops love simple, repeating 2-bar bass hooks. Split the bass into sub for clean mono weight and mid for character and rhythm. Use stock Ableton tools. Operator, wavetable, EQ8, saturator, auto filter, compressor sidechain, utility. Build a 32-bar drop with A and B variation, but keep the identity of the hook. And always prioritize space, groove, and translation over complexity. If you tell me what style you're aiming for, like roller, jump up, jungle, or dark tech, I can suggest 2 specific 2-bar hook patterns you can copy, plus a clean starting point for the wavetable and operator settings to match that vibe.